Right, I'm here with Worthing Raiders captain Matt Mills. Broken arm, obviously, from the last game. Missed this game, did you, massively?
Yeah, hugely. I mean, obviously, biggest game in the club's history. It's a big shame to miss it, but obviously the boys that stepped on the field today did themselves proud. I mean, Henley did play some exceptional rugby, but the boys did themselves proud. I mean, every one of those guys can play at a high level. It just wasn't our day today.
What do you think the difference was today?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, obviously, Henley had the home advantage. I think that's probably the biggest factor in it. I mean, again, I didn't think the officials were particularly good, and unfortunately we've had a tough time with officials the last couple of weeks. But again, you know, we can't do anything about that. We just have to play to the official, really. But no, I think probably Henley's home advantage definitely was the biggest factor.
And I mean, I thought the way Worthing started the game, first 10 minutes, you were all over Henley and really could have, you know, maybe made some more scores and really good start for the team.
Yeah, we had a fantastic start and we had a fantastic last 10 minutes as well. It's just that kind of in-between bit, you know, when, you know, it's difficult to kind of stay in touch when Henley scored two good tries or two quick tries, and unfortunately the game just got away from us. But yeah, it was still, you know, like I said, it was still a good performance and the guys still dug in for the entire game. I mean, every single one of them gave 100%. They should be proud of themselves.
And obviously it's difficult to defend with 14 men, and you conceded 3 tries, was it, in 20 minutes. You know, it's always difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, once again, we were reduced to 14 men within the first 10 minutes for a yellow card, and it's very difficult to understand. You know, penalty try comes, you know, you usually get a warning before a penalty try, and for it to come out of nowhere and then the yellow card be given, I mean, we were kind of stood there in bewilderment as to what it was for. It just seems very, very, very quick just to hand out a penalty try, like I said, without a warning. But again, you know, against a side like Henley, we can't go down to 14 men, because it's just a very, very big ask to be able to defend, you know, the way Henley do with 14 men on the field.
Any clarification from the referee on that decision?
I've no idea, no. I haven't heard anything. I'd imagine we'll seek some and find out why. But, you know, it's done and dusted now. There's nothing we can do about it, unfortunately. It'd be nice if we could give some feedback to the referee and the touch judges and things, but for some reason they don't like us doing that. But, you know, like I said, you know, take nothing away from Henley. They're a fantastic side and, you know, they deserve the win today.
And what's your sort of message to the players now? You've got, obviously, a playoff now with Stourbridge next weekend. What's the message yet that you're going to give the boys during the week? And
very rarely do you get a second chance. So I think, you know, we have a second chance. You know, we didn't manage it today, but very, like I said, very rarely in life do you get a second chance. We've got a fantastic second chance this Saturday coming. Stourbridge is a tough side. A few of the guys up there I've played with in the leagues above, and it will be a tough game, but I think we'll bounce back even stronger. We'll learn from this defeat. We'll learn from a couple of mistakes on the field, and we'll come back a far better team, and we'll go out and we'll get promotion next week.
You're feeling very confident about promotion next weekend?
You have to. I mean, it's very difficult. As club captain, it's very difficult. Stood from the sidelines. I think I probably watched about 10 minutes of that game today, and that was the first 10 minutes. But yeah, I mean, you have to try and remain confident. But obviously, with complete respect to the opposition, you know, it's going to be a tough ask. But yeah, quietly confident, maybe.
And of course, you know, massive. It'd be massive for the club if you are to achieve this promotion. What will it mean to the club and you as a player?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's going to be huge for the club. You know, the first time they'll ever been in the National League One, as a player, and you know, it's just a massive achievement. I mean, I think I think there's 30 of us in the squad. You know, everyone deserves a clap and a slap on the back. But obviously, we don't want to be celebrating too early, because we've still got a week to go before the Stourbridge game.
And any more thoughts about Stourbridge on the sort of you know, what sort of rugby do they play, and how can you sort of, you know, I know, like I said earlier, your attacking intent was great. Will that be the same sort of approach to the game?
I'd imagine so. I mean, it's difficult. We've never played against Stourbridge. We haven't seen any footage or anything. So we're kind of going into the unknown, which probably suits us down to a tee, because we can concentrate on our own game. And we'll treat it like every game. You know, we'll go out and we want the 4 tries for it, even though we don't need the bonus point. That's the way we'll play rugby. That's the way we've played rugby all season, and it's worked for us. So we'll stick to our game plan.
Would you prefer having a one-off game like this?
From the sidelines, definitely not. It's probably the most aggravating and, the hardest thing I've done. But I think for a neutral, it's a fantastic way to finish a season, a one-off game like this. But as a player, you kind of want it wrapped up and done and dusted before then. But I mean, this is why we play rugby. I mean, games like today, fantastic weather, two great teams at it, and you know, huge amounts of support from both sides. It was absolutely outstanding. So, you know, raise the hairs on the back of your neck. Really, really good atmosphere today.
And how is the arm, as you've mentioned it there?
The arms are going okay. It's a bit sore. I mean, it's going to be a reasonably long road to recovery. I mean, hopefully I'll make the start of next season. It wasn't just a cut and cut.